Rick, with all due respect, we're talking about CBS, and CBS is a major media source, probably number one or two in the world. And it's irregular for them to lose a videotape out of their mass archives, particularly one that has been challenged for its accuracy as it relates to the synthetic nature not only of HIV, but a number of other illnesses. All of which have this mycoplasma engine that allows the mycoplasma to bud from one cell to the next, all seemingly to create chronic debilitating disease through a number of illnesses. So this whole program of mycoplasma adaptation as it relates to recombinant science is something that the public as a whole must become more widely aware of quickly. At the same time, as it relates to J. Craig Venter and the CCR5 Delta 32 gene and his creation of a 300-gene mycoplasma, that they're setting us up that the next thing now after this HIV mystery illness certainly will be something that we won't be able to see how often it hits us. But at the same time, I'm betting that the time period between your receiving the transmissible agent and dropping dead will be shorter than that of HIV.
I want to tell our listeners that they can go to your website and look at this this flowchart that you have.
No, they can download it, and we're grateful to the 50,000 people who have this document. And we can't say it any louder that here you have a flowchart document. It's at boydgrave.com/flowchart. That's downloadable. But here you have a flowchart document of a secret virus development program of the United States, which depicts the development of a special virus from the beginning of that virus to placing it into clinical trials at a time period when suddenly we had HIV and AIDS appearing in two non-contiguous continents of the world. So, you know, our science evidence is complete. This is absolutely the origin of HIV and AIDS. This federal program needs to be reviewed. The review needs to start with the immunological control experiments, which are located in the upper right-hand corner of that flowchart document. That's the value of this document, Brian. It is truly one of the greatest document finds in the history of the world because it allows for us to be taken to a higher level of intellectual understanding for all of us, not just for black people, because this is on a level of absolute evidence.
Dr. Graves, I'm going to tell you something. If I would have met you 5-6 years ago, I would have said, that guy is smoking too much crack. But after what I've been, after doing this radio program for the last 3 years and the research that I've been doing, and you know, I've been on a crash course of education, I now know that what you're saying is true. There's too much evidence of these type of programs taking place inside not only our government, but other governments around the world. And the general public can't comprehend it because they get their news from CBS and CNN and all the state-controlled news media, and the information is not out there. So when they hear somebody like you giving this information, it just sounds like you got off a spaceship from Pluto, and they can't comprehend it. Well, how do we educate the American public that these viruses are being man-made and released onto the planet for the purpose of population reduction?
Well, my friend, this is a educational process that we have been in for some time. I feel like my government got off of a spaceship to imply that an African and a monkey could co-mingle in such a fashion to start a pandemic that would sweep across the world and kill primarily black people. What blank spaceship has our government come up of?
Well, you know, you may not be that far off when you say that it came from a spaceship. You know, there may be a connection to that. Who knows?
Well, let me make it a little bit more graphic for you, sir. What crack pipe has our government been smoking to sit in the black room to devise a scheme to kill primarily black people of the world, sir?
Well, it depends where these guys come from, where they get their inspiration, their power, their ability to do this comes from the pit of hell. That's where it comes from.
In responding to it, and with all due respect again, in responding to the ilk affiliated with this type of heinous mindset, I feel that we have done humanity a noble effort to bring this information to the surface, the purity of the information, after having come down the center of the highway, down the middle of the yellow stripe on the highway to bring this information forward. We're darn proud of that effort, sir.
Just recently, in the past month or so, there was a news article about the AIDS virus so bad in Africa that it is now a national security problem, and that a number of African nations could collapse.
So again, that's the policy plan of the United States, referring to the policy decisions on the website. There's the smoking gun of AIDS. There are some endnotes. One of those endnotes is National Security Council Memorandum Number 78 by Zbigniew Brzezinski on March 17, 1978, where they espoused this plan for dealing with African Americans once African Americans learned that they were depopulating Africa. I mean, Africa's resources have been the prime objective of the continent of Africa as far as the United States interests are concerned. That's been a matter of record for some time. They have a higher priority for Africa's resources, you know, than Africa's people. But on April 30th, 2000, President Clinton turned over the issue of AIDS research to the Central Intelligence Agency as a national security issue. We had sought the apology from President Clinton in his capacity as the Office of the President of the United States for the creation, production, and preparation of HIV through the indisputable evidence that we submitted to the President on February 15, 1999. You know, oddly enough, to then have the CIA take over the issue of AIDS research is very, very interesting, because now you find that there are some AIDS origin researchers whose allegiance to the American people, as opposed to the allegiance to some shadow government, seems to be in doubt and in question. And I'd certainly be happy to address that issue further. But what we are seeing now is that some people who allegedly have expressed concern for victims and victims of rights groups relative to these chronic wasting illnesses may not apparently be on the same side of these people.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about the connections to the shadow government. I'm Rick Wells. This is American Freedom News. Our special guest today is Dr. Boyd Graves. His website is boydgraves.com. You can go to that website and download this flowchart on the origin of AIDS. We'll take a break and we'll be back in about 1 minute.
You're listening to Rick Wiles, the citizen reporter on the cutting edge of today's news. Visit us on the internet at AmericanFreedomNews.com. Keep your radio tuned to this station. Rick will be back with more global news.
What is the responsibility of Christian patriots when they see their nation surrendering its God-given freedoms to accept the false security of a police state? What do you do when deep-seated patriotism for your nation compels you to oppose the national government's hunger for more power over the lives of citizens? And what is the response of the church when the American dream of individual liberty becomes a nightmare in the New World Order? As the United States of America rushes into the arms of Big Brother, ushering in a brand new world of surveillance cameras, national ID cards, biometric scanners, implanted microchips, and tracking software, we need to pause and consider the path Christians chose in years gone by when faced with tyranny and persecution. One such Christian was Dietrich Bonhoeffer, an influential Lutheran theologian in Germany. Beginning in the 1930s, Bonhoeffer spoke out against the Nazi Party. He refused to compromise the gospel of Jesus Christ by mixing Nazi dogma with Christian doctrine. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a leader of the Protestant resistance movement in Germany. He openly denounced Adolf Hitler as the Antichrist, and for his subversion against the Third Reich, Bonhoeffer was imprisoned. 1943, he was sent to the infamous concentration camp in Flossenbürg, where the 39-year-old Lutheran minister was hanged on April 9, 1945. What will history say about today's Christians who are witnessing the rapid rise of a high-tech police state
Will they speak out? Will they acquiesce and submit to the growing powers of the state? Will you and I be willing to suffer for the cause of Christ? Each of us must search our souls for the answers. That's why I'm offering a two-hour video about the courage of Dietrich Bonhoeffer to all American Freedom News Patriot partners in the month of December. Your soul will be stirred by this moving historical documentary about the Lutheran pastors who stood up to Adolf Hitler. This inspiring two-hour video, hanged on a twisted cross, is your gift for any donation of $25 or more in December. More than ever, your support of American Freedom News is urgently needed this month. Please send your gift to American Freedom News, PO Box 459, Granbury, Texas, 76048. To use your bank card, call us at 817-579-7557. And you can donate online at AmericanFreedomNews.com. Request your copy today of Hang on a Twisted Cross.
Up for faith, family, and freedom. Defending our Constitution and patriotic heritage. You're listening to Rick Wilde, the People News Reporter. Here's the founder and president of American Freedom News, Rick Wilde.
Welcome back to a special edition of American Freedom News. Our guest today, Dr. Boyd Graves. We're talking about the origin of AIDS and its purpose. I want to mention our special gift for the month of December, and that is the two-hour videotape on the life and death of Pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a Lutheran minister who stood up against the Nazis in the 1930s and the 1940s. He was the leader of what was known as the Protestant Resistance, and he defied Hitler. He defied the Nazi Party of Germany. And he admonished the Christians not to compromise the gospel, not to allow the Nazi dogma to be blended into the churches. The Nazi swastikas were put on churches, and the Catholic Church was obviously very closely identified with Nazi Germany. And brave men like Dietrich Bonhoeffer spoke out publicly, calling Adolf Hitler an Antichrist. And for his opposition, he was sentenced to a concentration camp, and he was hanged. We are now, this month, we've been giving out this videotape, Hanged on a Twisted Cross, which is the story of Pastor Bonhoeffer, to the partners who support us with a gift of $25 or more. There is a point in me giving out this videotape. When I keep talking about modern-day Nazis, I'm serious. I'm not just throwing that out. I really mean it. We are up against a modern fourth right. And I believe that's precisely what Dr. Graves is talking about. We're fighting a reincarnation of the Nazi empire that's here today. And they're still carrying out the same plans that Hitler was trying to implement. Dr. Grace, unfortunately, we're down to only about 3 minutes. Will you talk about this world empire that we're fighting and their objectives and what you believe they're trying to do?
Well, you know, I think all of us can see that there has been explosive death in the last third of the 20th century, and that explosive death seems to have been centered in sub-Saharan Africa, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so what we're appealing to are the reasonable person standard as it relates to the good people, not only here in the United States, but around the world, the good people, to open your eyes, to awaken from the comatose mental environment that because of our predilection to enticement, if you would, sports, music, movies, religion, we have a comatose mentality as what it takes to please us and what we have been artificially induced to believe is the norm. The norm is quite different than what we have currently. And one way to see that the norm is different is that we have the fabric of the curtain surrounding this issue of HIV/AIDS. There is a curtain surrounding the issue of AIDS. The flowchart document absolutely proves that the candidate virus was developed by the United States and placed into clinical trials, and suddenly there was explosion of death in Africa and Manhattan.
In other words,
the federal program best explains the origin of HIV and AIDS.
In other words, like all criminal acts, the criminals leave a paper trail. And that's what you've put together in this flowchart.
You've put together their paper trail that indicts them.
Certainly, but and that people understand clearly, however, the flowchart is their document. The flowchart is page 61 of the 1971 progress report of this secret federal program. According to Dr. Alan Rapson, the deputy director of the National Cancer Institute, the flowchart was authored by Dr. Lou Cabrese.
Dr. Graves, we're totally out of time. We've got to go. We'll have you back on the program. This is Rick Wells. On behalf of Dr. Boyd Graves, we're signing off. If you'd like a copy of this program, contact us at American Freedom News. 817-579-7557. God bless you. We'll see you on the next program.
You've been listening to American Freedom News with Rick Wilde. To contact Rick, write to American Freedom News, Post Office Box 459, Granbury, Texas, 76048. Visit us on AmericanFreedomNews.com. Serving seven nations and the Statue of Liberty. This is Worldwide Christian Radio, WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, USA.